It's been a while since I dropped this shit. Swole fam, y'all better run this up. KD, let's go. Yeah.
Aye, East Coast with that gang, West Coast with that gang, Global with that gang, you know we don't play gangs, yeah. East Coast with that gang, West Coast with that gang, Global with that gang, you know we don't play gangs, yeah. East Coast with that gang, West Coast with that gang, Global with that gang, you know we don't play gangs, yeah. East Coast with that gang, West Coast with that gang, Global with that gang, yeah. I never said I didn't struggle. I finesse, I never said I didn't hustle. These niggas talk so loud, the way I move is subtle. I'm the ocean, but these niggas just a part of it. I swear I'm delusional. These niggas, they using me. They want my energy. Ain't nothing new, this is usual. These figures confusing me. What's gotten into me? They say I'm fusing their cubicles. Clipping KD like some cuticles. None of this shit is excusable. Don't need a muse when I'm musical. Hey, whoa, I'm tired of saying for truth when nobody's doing it.
Yeah.
They are controlling the youth. Agenda abusing them. Nigga, we losing them. Matter of fact, we just abusing them. That's a fact. We try to roll with a ballad that. Fucking low key with a tesseract. They throwing smoke when they got to that.
Get the fuck up out your little bubble. They wanna ask how much it costs, I said it double. Gorilla beard, these niggas only rockin' stubble. The realest nigga make these bitches start to stumble.
Aye, East Coast with that gang, West Coast with that gang, Global with that gang, nigga, you know we don't play gangs, yeah. East Coast with that gang, West Coast with that gang, Global with that gang, nigga, you know we don't play gangs, yeah. East Coast with that gang, West Coast with that gang, Global with that gang, nigga, you know we don't play gangs, yeah. West Coast with that gang, Global with that gang, yeah. You know we don't play gangs.
The following program is rated TV-MANOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Hi, everyone.
What's up, bro?
I don't think I've done like a general introduction yet as to who I am, so I thought I would do that now.
I can't stand stupidity. If you're going to say stupid shit.
Hi, my name is Bunny, and I use bun pronouns.
What is your problem, man?
I am a gender-fluid, trans femme, pan-romantic, great ace, white-passing Japanese person.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fat phobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 2063 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleazecast, and Slaycast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Bishas, Booshas, Bustas, Hustles, and Yahoos? It's your boy Papa Swoleo back with another episode. Today's episode of the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everson K2, flexing on all you be. All right, fam, welcome to the show. Come one, come all. Make sure you hit the thumbs up button and share the stream. Make sure you like the video. Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you bang your eye holes and ear holes. Make sure you leave that review. Hit the thumbs up button. Thanks for being here. Rumble.com/TheDailySwole for the video live streams every single day. And we are going to get into a great episode today. It's Friday, March the 8th, and we are ready to make some sick fucking gains. Can we get America?
Fuck yeah!
All right, Bishas, let's get into it. 2863, it is FEF, so fuck 'em Friday. Indeed, make sure that you are focusing on pillar number one, focus on your community, focus on narrowing down and, you know, getting rid of all the noise, getting rid of those contacts, getting rid of all the nonsense in your life. Just make sure that you absolutely execute on pillar number one and make sure that your environment is sound. So if you need help with surrounding yourself with amazing people, my goodness, you need to join the fam today over at SwollenArmistX.com because we are having an amazing overtime segment. We have the private groups like the Telegram chat and the Facebook group. We have the round tables every 2 weeks. So it's a great time. Make sure you're surrounding yourself with better people. And if you need to surround yourself with those people and in your inner circle and people around you in real life just suck, you know, you're struggling to find that community, make sure that you are taking action with that. It's very important. Pillar number one is pillar number one for a reason. Your environment is everything. And if you surround yourself with negativity, you surround yourself with fat, lazy fucks, guess what? It's going to bring you down. So don't allow that to happen. Join the fam today over at SwollenArmistX.com. Now let's get into today's episode. Let's summon the Falcon, bust the nut open, and get this amazing swole card exposed. Falcon. We're going to have a great show. All right, fam, hashtag Feff for a chance to win today's swole card. That is hashtag Feff. It's fucking Friday. Cheers, Leo. Now let's get into that tip. Are you ready, beaches? Pooah. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. All right. As always, we have new merch. We drop new merch every single Monday, and you can get 20% off new releases every single day over at papaswolio.com. Right now, we have some epic new releases. We have the Make Shaming Great Again, I Warm Up With Your Max. And of course, in the new releases collection, we also have some of the previous weeks, which do phase out. So if you are thinking about jumping on one of the new releases, you haven't picked it up yet, head on over to papaswolio.com. We got SpongeBob Swole Pants. We also have, look at these long sleeve tees. We got flags. We have mugs. We ship worldwide. We got Go to the Fucking Gym. We have the Swole Leprechaun design. We have the text design and the Irish flag colors. We have Vamos al Puto Gimnasio, the door of the Swole Explorer. And I believe that's the last one. Shred. I'm always shocked when we scroll down. Shred, this is probably the last week. Shred with Finding Nemo, the Just Keep Lifting. Those designs are, this is the last week that you'll have these in the new releases. So 20% off. So make sure you go and check that out. We got stickers, we got mugs, flags, baby onesies, all that stuff over there at papaswolio.com. So new releases, always 20% off. So just a reminder, head on over there, and we drop new merch every single week, so you always get 20% off, and we're always dropping new content. So make sure you go and take a look every week, and we usually upload the new designs during Accountability Monday, during the Monday episode. Okay, let's get into the first Swole Fam post today.
What's in the box?
All right, we got one here from Kat, and Kat says, well, worked upper body, decided to work everything. Lesson learned. I'm going to have to split that up. I'm going to be immobile from the waist up tomorrow. Ooh, we know how that is. We got a post here from Leslie, flexing on all you beaches, probably at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Max swole arms checked off. I'm ginger. My muscles turn red. It's awesome. No freckle tattoos. Those aren't freckle tattoos, right? Those aren't freckle tattoos. I love the new, You Can't Lift With Us merch. Absolutely stoked. Sweet design. And Mike says, holy shit, when done properly, Maximum Swole will kick your ass. Ain't that the truth? How many of you are currently doing Maximum Swole? I'm telling you, when you do Maximum Swole, you realize how little you need because of how hard you train. How little you need. It's shocking how little overload you need when you train to failure. So check that program out over there at swolenormousx.com. Join. Remember, when you join, you become a member. You have access to every single program. Of course, if you go to papaswolio.com, we have some individual programs that are available. But if you want unlimited access to everything, swolenormousx.com, you can jump on those memberships. So awesome program. Anyone else doing Maximum Swole, drop that in the chat. Drop that in the Daily Swole Telegram or on Rumble right now. All right, let's get into some email releases or email responses. MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. Sending out emails pretty much every single day to keep you focused on your seven pillars, making sure you're going to the fucking gym. Go to MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. That's MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com. Get on the email list today. Make sure you jump all over that ish. Now, we got two of these responses. This is, how to build discipline. Both how to build discipline. This one's from Matthias. And Matthias says, hey, Papa Swolio, couldn't agree more. An old teacher of mine often said, quote, you only get better at practicing by practicing. And in Germany, we have an old saying, quote, do your duty until it becomes your pleasure. I don't know about that, but I believe that success consists of getting up one more time than you fall. Daily training and good nutrition choices became my habit, and I couldn't be happier. I'm in my early 40s and healthier, stronger, and fitter than, well, basically my entire life. Keep up the good work, Papa. Thanks for speaking the truth in a world full of lies. Thank you so much, Matthias, for that response. And, you know, I agree that when I talk about training, I always say that fitness is a practice. When you go to the gym, you're practicing form. You're practicing pushing yourself to failure. Again, the more you practice pushing yourself that hard, the better you will get at pushing yourself. It's all practice. Every day is a practice. You're practicing life. You're practicing your habits. You're practicing your skills. You're practicing your consistency. You're always practicing. So, you know, keep on practicing. It's that simple. All right. TCAP says, it all becomes habit after a while. It's all about going back over and over again. One trip to the gym will make you healthier than Lizzo. It takes years. That's true. That's also true. And it is all about creating habits. And discipline is just habits. That's all it is. Habit, habit, habit. You do it because it's time to do it to the point where it's almost automatic. And, you know, going back over and over again, of course, going to the gym, but also focusing on the basics. When we look at the seven pillars available at SwolenormousX.com, if you've never downloaded them or read them before, if you focus on the seven pillars, that's what the basics and the fundamentals are. A lot of times people don't get results because they start drifting away from the basics. You're always looking for the next supplement or something that's very high level. That's not really where the results are. The results lie in the discipline, the consistency, and in the daily, in the trenches, not the fancy supplements, the Ozempic or Wegovy or the one, the quick fix. Is going to come down to the things that you can control, being more present, getting quality sleep, these things that don't seem that don't seem like a very flowery or fancy way to go about it. Everyone wants to find some shortcut, but there is none. The shortcut is in the discipline. The purpose is in the execution. And the satisfaction is in the execution every single day, never relenting, ups and downs. You're staying focused. That's all it is. Good stuff. Good responses. Thanks, TCAP and Matthias. Appreciate you. Remember, go to MakeEmailSwoleAgain.com and get on the email list. If you're not receiving it, maybe sign up again. Check your spam promotions. You could sign up with another email address if you want. Feel free to sign up again with another email address. Sometimes it happens. Maybe use a different email server. You never know. You never know how, you know, if you get, sometimes people say, hey, I'm not receiving the emails. I don't know. Sometimes it's weird. I'll order something and then I'll get my response from the company if I order a product or something like that. And I'll say, it'll just get caught up in spam. So I don't know why. And I'll find some things in promotions or spam and I don't know why they get there. So make sure if you are not getting them, go check and then make sure you're getting it. Just check those other folders before you start putting in another email address, but you're totally fine to do that too. All right, fam, are we ready for some knowledge cock? As if you haven't just been getting it already. We're ready. Ooh. Dope. Nice. All right. Questions. Hashtag Ask Papa Solio. Drop it in the chat below. Now, already got a couple requests already. If you want personalized videos, I mentioned this yesterday. I'm just going to mention it briefly moving forward because we have so much stuff we talk about on the show and so many things to promote, like the merch, the memberships, and things like that. I try to spread it out a little bit, not blast everyone. But this is a big thing because a lot of people have been asking for personalized videos, go to the fucking gym, pep talks, congratulations, you look good, whatever it is. I am open to taking requests over at cameo.com/Papa Swolio. Do it through the web, preferably, and go to cameo.com/Papa Swolio. So I am now doing some customized, personalized videos, and it's been a lot of fun so far. So make sure you check it out. If you're interested in getting a gift for someone, for yourself, maybe you want something that you can listen to or watch when you don't feel like going to the fucking gym. You want something specific, go and give it a look-see over on Cameo. Papa is on the Cameo. No feet pics, though. No feet pics, and, you know, we have I have restricted service. I'm restricting very limited service delivery to Costa Rica, but I will. I'm open to Costa Rica, but just very specific. We go through a deeper screening process if you're in Costa Rica. If you know, you know. If you don't, you don't want to know. It's okay. All right, let's get into some questions. Again, if you have a live question, hashtag Ask Papa Swolio. NYCRCM Papa Swolio. How much protein and cabs? Hey, all you from Baston, you guys from Baston, you and your cabs. How much protein and cabs do you consume daily? The mats are like, oh, I relate to this. How much protein and cabs do you consume daily? Protein and carbs. I don't know. I don't really focus that much on the carbs. I get some from my raw dairy. I get some from the cheese. I get some from fruit and things of that nature, yogurt, but I don't count the carbohydrates. What I really focus on is the protein. I try to get at least 1 gram per pound of body weight. I try to get at least 200 plus grams. It's hard, but I'll have one or two. Maybe when I'm training, I'll have a shake first thing in the morning, just unflavored, nothing added, grass fed, finished whey protein concentrate, third party tested. It's a really clean brand. Put some creatine in there, some electrolytes first thing after workout. I have the same thing. So that's about 100 grams. And then steak, eggs, leftover steak, dairy, you know, get some other stuff in there too. So I don't count. I don't really worry so much about the carbs. I just make sure I'm getting enough calories. And because I'm doing a lot of strength training, I'm training really hard, pushing to failure. I am not trying to be lean right now. I'm not trying to cut up. I'm not trying to dice up. I know it's March, but I always say this, when you're trying to bulk, you need to really do this for like 8 months to a year. If you're really trying to put on size, you got to let that ride for a little bit. Now I'll generally get leaner in the summer, just because I'm outside, it's hot as fuck, I'm losing a lot more water. So I kind of let things naturally happen. You know, more sun, longer days, eating more fruit. So less maybe total calories. Maybe I'm not eating as much fat in the summer. I just let it go naturally. So I don't really keep track or count. I've been mentioning that maybe I'll actually count a little bit more detailed. You know, I'll keep a little bit more track, try to get an idea, but I really only focus on the protein. T-Bone, did you tune into the old man yelling at clouds? I mean, the State of the Union.
Come on.
I did. That was a train wreck. It's such a weird thing. It's such a weird thing. The standing up and the clapping is atrocious. How many slurs did Biden have? Like 100? The guy can barely talk. I'm shocked that he made. They had to keep him. They had to make him arrive like he was like 20 minutes late. And then it took him half an hour for fuck's sake to get to the front of the room. They just dragged that whole intro out to keep his speech short. I'm surprised he went for as long as he did. Yeah, it was a hot mess and a lot of lies. But what else is new? What else is new? Mike says, did Max Swole quads this morning, then did my first brain gains too. Good for you, Mike. Good for you. How many of you did your brain gains this morning or today? Good for you. Alfredo, period, R4666. Papa Swolio, how long till I can start to see changes in my body when working out? I can't tell you that. There's no answer for that. Sometimes people, look, if you're not doing it properly, then you might not see any change. Chances are you'll see some change, but it'll probably take you a couple weeks. It'll take you a couple weeks. So that's a real vague statement. You know, you could be doing stuff wrong and eating a lot of cake and garbage and not see any changes, period. What's your nutrition like? What's everything else like? Come on. Michelle Lapetan, Papa Solio, favorite muscle group to train.
Emotional, damn it.
All right, that's a joke, but kind of not a joke. I don't pick favorite muscle groups. The fastest way for you, or here's what you can do. Here's a strategy. The fastest way to get an imbalance is to have a favorite muscle group, because then you tend to psychologically train it harder. Every single muscle group should be your favorite. Okay. And here's a strategy. If you're the type of person that has to have a favorite, then make your weakest body part, whatever it is, weakest in size or weakest in strength, make the weakest body part your favorite. That's a good strategy. And have that change. Your favorite is automatically the one that you have to work on the most. So it doesn't matter, right? So I might train something more often. Is it my favorite, or does it need the most work or the most attention in order to grow? All right, Kara, Alexis, do you believe in horoscopes? Oh my God, you're a Leo. You're like this. Not really. I think a lot of that is just convenience. I know a Leo, all Leos. Oh, I know a Leo that's like this. You just know a person who's like that. It doesn't really necessarily coincide. Or a Sagittarius does this. And a lot of it's just convenience, and then that kind of sticks. You can fit something to suit your needs. So, I mean, and it's also like, do I look at the stars and be like, oh, this is my month. If you believe in shit like that, that this is my month because whatever reason for the horoscope, these stars are aligned. Well, that's kind of like a vision board. Then you're more optimistic. You're more positive. You put more effort into certain things. And of course, hey, if you have an optimistic mindset and you're doing X, Y, and Z, and you're doing things with that idea that this is going to be my month, is it because it's the stars, or is it because you put in more effort and you're optimistic and you're looking for positive things to happen? Big O 3231, Papa Soy, how's the garden? Oh, it's great. Exploded since it's been raining a lot the last few days. There's nothing like that. The first couple, because this, I guess, what's the first day of spring? Is it technically March, the end of March? It suddenly got a lot hotter down in Florida. So it wasn't raining for a little bit. It was a little bit dry, a little bit cooler, mid-70s. All of a sudden, it's been like mid-80s, hot, rainy. So all of a sudden, the garden is just, it's starting to really ramp up. A lot of them are starting to flower. A lot of the vines, we have vines and stuff crawling all over the wall. So it's starting to really pop off. Yeah, it's doing good. J. Michael, 1098. Papa Swolia, what are the benefits of taking 2 to 3 minutes, hiccups. What are the benefits of taking 2 to 3 minutes of rest between sets? You have to, if you want to have maximum output. If you're not resting at least 2 or 3 minutes, then you're not recovering enough in order to train with maximum intensity. You're not going to train with maximum intensity. So it doesn't mean if you do 30 seconds rest, can you push yourself to failure? Sure, but you're pushing yourself to failure with less weight and less load than you'd be able to do if you take 2 or 3 or 4 minutes, depending on the intensity and how close to failure, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the benefits. If you want to actually be able to recover in order to execute at the highest intensity and do the heaviest load that you can. Otherwise, you're just going to be doing cardio, essentially. You do short rest, you're not going to be able to lift as much. You're going to have to go lighter with the weights, which decreases the mechanical tension, and it just makes it less efficient for you to make progress. Jerry Lopez, 76. What's an advice? And I'm not saying that there isn't an application for it, but depends on what your goals are and what the program's goal is. Jerry Lopez, 76, what's an advice? And this is why, again, this is why Maximum Swole has those longer rest periods. Some of the other programming doesn't have, or you can adjust. So this is something that you can manipulate in all the programs in Swole Normas X. You can adjust the rest period time. But Maximum Swole is much more specific with, rest X amount at least. You want to rest at least 2 or 3 minutes. You might want to rest 5. But if I'm doing a one-arm exercise, I'll probably rest less. I'll rest. Sometimes I'll go left arm, right arm, or I'll do a minute and a half. I'll usually do less if I'm doing a single arm type thing. But at least, as much as I need to recover to go as heavy as I need to. Jerry Lopez, 76, Papa Solio. What's an advice you have for someone who's just starting in the gym? Create good habits. Again, you're not going to see results right away. It's all about the habits. People start off strong and then fall off. So it's not really about starting. That's about what habits you're setting to continue for the rest of your life. So everyone or I shouldn't say everyone, but many people start. Very few people actually are consistent and do it properly and consistently improving. Let's see. Mike Dizzle, Maximum Swole is forcing me to go for new PRs on several exercises. Feels fucking awesome. Yeah, and if you're training with that kind of intensity, without the volume, without excessive volume, and you're recovering enough, you will progressively improve. You will see more linear improvements than you ever have before. And it'll shock you. Even after training for a long time, all of a sudden you'd be like, man, I did this last week and now I'm doing 20 pounds more for the same reps. Or I'm doing the same weight. You did 6 reps last time and then you do it this time and then you're doing 8 reps. It's like, shit, I just improved 33% in terms of the volume that I was able to do in terms of the repetitions. You'll just see how much stronger you get. All right, let's see here. Krista Sparkles, Papa Solia, what do you do during your 2 to 4 minute rests? Pet dogs, read books, work on t-shirt designs? I'm usually recovering from near death. 2 to 4 minutes is not that long. This is the different. This is the thing. If you, what do you do? What am I doing? Probably for the first minute or two, I'm just coming back to life. If you're training hard enough for the first minute or two, you're just barely recovering. And then the 3 or 4 or 5 minutes is like, okay, now you're actually ready to maybe train again. So yeah, if Rufus is out, I'll pet dogs, read books. No, maybe I'll walk around a little bit, but yeah, you know, if it feels like a long time, here's the thing. If 3 or 4 minutes seems like a long time for rest, you're not training hard enough. You're not pushing yourself anywhere as close to failure as you think. And that's just a general, you know, that's something to consider. Because if you're training literally up to and including failure, and failure means you attempted a rep and you couldn't get it. Like you got a quarter of the way up and then boom, you failed. 0 reps in reserve is if you finish the last rep and it was literally like, okay, zero reps in reserve is if you finish the rep, let's say a squat on a machine or a hack squat or something, you get all the way up. But if you did another rep, you would fail. That's 0 reps in reserve. So failure, and that's fine too. That's fine too. A lot of people don't know where failure is. And when they think they are at 0 reps in reserve, they actually have 1 more rep. So they technically had 1 rep in reserve. So I think in general, it's a good thing to guide people to train to failure, because then you're actually, you know, you didn't have any more reps. As you get more advanced, you'll start to learn what that feels like. So 0 reps in reserve is literally you barely get up that last rep. But if you tried another one, you would fail. You'll get halfway and then not be able to do it. So when you first start, you don't really understand how hard that is and how much, what kind of effort that entails. Once you get more advanced, you can start doing 0 RIR. But in general, it's a good idea to psychologically push to failure, because then you know for a fact that you got all out. But we've talked about, there are some benefits to even doing 4 reps and leaving 1 in reserve, or 5 reps and doing 1 rep in reserve. So this is where we get to the conversation of, okay, how much recovery, how much load are you using, and how much fatigue are you incurring? So doing 5 reps, let's say you pick a weight that you can do 6 reps. Let's just say 6 reps. 6 reps to failure, right? 6 reps, like you would fail in the 7th rep. So you could do 6 reps to failure. Or yeah, 6 reps, and then you would fail in the next one. So if you did 5 reps with that same weight, and instead of doing that 6th one, which would be like super intense, you just leave 1 in the tank. So if you can go heavier, leave 1 in the tank, you can get a lot of the benefits. You might get 4 stimulating reps without the fatigue. So that last rep to failure and the 0 RIR rep, that incurs a lot of fatigue. So you can also play around with leaving 1 rep in reserve, because you're going heavy enough. And if you're going heavy enough to allow that, you're getting so much benefit from the preceding reps that that last one, the ratio or the risk and or the fatigue incurred is not as essential. So there's a lot of evidence that shows that getting those stimulating reps is important, but maybe leaving 1 in the tank can drastically reduce the amount of fatigue. For example, if you incur 1 unit of fatigue, let's say there's 4 stimulating reps And then the last one, that last rep, that fifth rep, that last to failure, that last rep, that all out rep. Let's say you incur 5 units of failure. I'm just making up a unit of failure. So the first four, you have one. So that's 4 units of failure. Maybe that last rep, you incur 5 units of failure. Or 5 units of fatigue. So you can start making the argument, well, I'm going to choose a weight that can get me 4 or 5 reps, but I'm going to leave 1 rep in the tank because I can get 4 stimulating reps with only incurring 4 units of fatigue rather than doing that last 1 rep. Okay, it's a stimulating rep, but then I'm incurring 5 units of fatigue. So there's a lot of variety here. So you got to kind of feel what works. So in other words, if you leave 1 rep in the tank, that's also viable. But again, what I want to remind you before we move on to balls deep and stuff like that is you need to really train to failure for a while so you understand what 0 reps is and what 1 rep is. Because what 1 rep in reserve means that you could get another one, but then the next one would be failure. So if you have 1 more in the tank, a lot of times people might stop short and then have 2 reps in the tank. So you really have to understand what that feeling is and what it feels like to be able to have 1 more. Probably 1 more. Like you might fail on it, but you probably would get 1 more. It's really hard. It's really hard to gauge that. Because last thing you want to do is be like, I probably have 1 more, and you really have 2 or 3. And when you're a beginner or you're more novice to training in this way and you've never really trained to failure, you're not going to understand the how to gauge that. So you have to be careful. That's why train to failure is a general good concept for a lot of people with a proper spotter and safety and good form and stuff. Stepan Troller, Papa Soli, how to stop eating unhealthily, create better fucking habits, go carnivore, not medical advice, but just logic and common sense, grass-fed beef, raw dairy, pastured eggs, really healthy quality food, maybe even chicken or fish if you get high quality pastured, corn, soy-free, wild-caught, all that stuff. Get rid of all the garbage. Stop hanging around with people that eat shit. You have to really overhaul your life. It's harder in that sense than people realize because you still go to parties. You hang out with people that eat shit and blah, blah, blah. This is why a lot of people don't get results because, again, FEF, fuck 'em Friday, people don't change their community and their environment. So you keep hanging around with the same fucking people that eat shit and don't train and don't take care of themselves. Guess what? They're going to drag you back in. So a lot of times people don't want to change because they have to get new friends. Well, then stay fat. So you're going to have to get new friends. Most likely, most times people aren't going to get on the gain train with you. So you're going to have to surround yourself with different people. And then a lot of people, I don't want to leave my friends. My friends do this. And then they get peer pressure and you're just not ready or you're a weak person and you're not going to get results. So either step up or stay fat. You got to pick one.
That's deep.
All right. So let's get into... Let's get into, some balls deep. Pick a number 1, 2, or 3. Pick a number 1, 2, or 3.
What's in the box?
Pick a number 1, 2, or 3. Is it 1? Is it 2? Or is it gonna be 3? All right. We got positive charisma in first, and we have Matt also with a number 2. So let's go with number 2. This is called Fat Camp. Fat Camp.
What's in the box?
Everyone to the fucking corner.
Looks like me. 60% of Australia. Most of the world looks like me. 60% of Australians are considered plus size or overweight.
So again, I'm going to stop this. Like, well, everyone looks like me. Everyone's fat. That's not normal. Just because it's ubiquitous doesn't mean it's the way it should be. People are fat because they eat garbage, they don't exercise, and you're trying to justify it. So just because a lot of people are fat doesn't mean you should be fat. Okay? Hey, everyone drinks and eats garbage and sits around watching Netflix. Let me do the same thing. Sure, if you want to be a absolute NPC.
Hosting these retreats because it's really important as fat people that we have some positive representation.
Positive representation. This isn't like... I don't know. They're not letting us rock climb. Positive representation? Why? Do we have positive representation for people with diabetes? No, you want people to not have diabetes. So all these, it's like a pre-diabetic fan club, essentially.
Top of that, some visibility. I feel that a lot of society.
I'm going to stop you. Visibility? No, fat people do not need more visibility. I can't see the fucking ocean. I can't see the sky. I can't see the horizon because of your fat ass.
He feels that like fatness is something that people are working towards changing. And I think that slowly society will recognize that fat people should be accepted the way that they are right now.
I don't know what this is supposed to be. Fat people aren't accepted? What do you mean? Most people are fat. Doesn't mean you should be. Let's just accept laziness and sloth and gluttony. Yeah, let's just accept people just trashing their bodies. No, 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 no. You don't have to like it, but you're choosing to have your body look like this. I'm not giving you handouts or respect just because you don't take care of your body. I don't think that's a good way to live. You can disagree, but that's what this is. You can make a video pro-fat. I'm not in favor of being just giving up on your body and trashing yourself. Yeah, I'm not a fan of living in denial.
This is my first time at any fat camp, and Jesus. I'm super excited to be here. So I've always been a bigger girl, and it hasn't always been something that I've accepted. I remember as a child always being put on diet, you know, being told I need to exercise more.
This is nothing that this person cannot improve. Yeah, I was always on diets. I've always been a big girl. You've always eaten crap. I bet your parents were fat. They fed you garbage, sugar, and processed carbs and processed shit. And then these diets are what? Salad stuff that's not nutritious. You know, all these endocrine disruptors, birth control. It's just, come on. It's nonsense. She looks like she's going to explode from inflammation. That's not something that you're just like, I'm just like this. Come on, man.
Or eat a certain type of way to lose weight because I was always the biggest kid in my class. I didn't have fat friends. And even my parents, who are bigger, you know, were always trying to lose weight to look more like the beauty standard.
Your parents were fat. So guess what happens when your parents are fat? You eat the same thing that your fat parents eat. And guess what you're going to be? You're going to be fat. Not to mention your genes are predisposed because your parents are fat. And these epigenetics, like, these things matter.
I think it's really important that society recognize that fatness isn't something that we need to work towards changing.
Disagree. It's absolutely. And, you know, this is the thing. They try to make it like, oh, you're a bad person. Yeah, fatness is something that should be worked on towards changing. I'm not saying, like, people take this as, oh, I'm a terrible person. No, your habits are terrible. I'm not saying you're mean or you don't have good intentions or you're not a good friend, but you're not taking care of your health. You're objectively not doing things that lead to your body being in a healthy condition. Why are you so against being healthy? Why are you so against doing things? Oh, I've tried diet. You've done everything wrong. How many of these people look like they lift fucking weights? Have you heard anyone say that they're eating beef and steak and eggs and they're training hard and they're lifting heavy weight? They're none of them. None of them. So shocker that you're not getting results. And it still shocks me today that people aren't doing this. If you look at people that are vegans, they look unhealthy. You know, any of the vegan proponents, the doctors that are vegan, they look like their teeth are all shrunken. Their eyes are like glasses. They look like fucking nerds and they just look weak. You look at anyone, any of these people that are big carnivore proponents, they're tanned, they're muscular, they're lean, they're living vibrantly. They don't look their age for a reason.
Okay. 70% of Americans are considered plus size or overweight.
No
so
shit.
Generally, in most countries, most of the population is considered plus size or overweight.
Because everyone's eating poison. All right. And this leftist Marxist garbage and these oppression dynamics are killing people. So let's not solve the problem. Let's just pretend like everyone's a meanie head and being fat is so common that we should just promote it. We should be not ashamed that we trash our bodies and look like fucking whales. Yeah, sure.
That is not anything we should be ashamed about.
It should be.
Don't get caught up on the size that you are and, you know, the trends that all the skinny girls are participating in. What you can and can't do, just be true to yourself and love yourself.
She sounded like she was gonna cry because she's just lying to herself. My God. Again, it's no, be true to yourself. How about respect yourself by not eating so much garbage? There's no way these people eat well. There's no way they train hard. There's no way. And when you say, well, I've done diets before, that's a blanket term. That's a blanket term of saying, well, I've done shit that didn't work and I'm surprised that it didn't work. I did dumb shit. I did diets and they don't work. I've always been put on diets. We know what, quote, diets are and what people do. They're just terrible, terrible, very narrow, restrictive things without enough nutrition. So if you're eating a lot of salads and chicken, yeah, you're going to be hungry all the time. You're going to binge eat. You have addictive habits. You have addictive behaviors. You have a shitty community and you haven't done the right thing. Shocker that you didn't get results. If you do the wrong thing, you're not going to get results. If you build a wheel and you make it square, it's not going to roll well. It's not the fact that wheels don't work. You just don't know how to build a fucking wheel. Okay. Hot fucking mess. Hot, hot, hot fucking mess. Yeah. Yeah. That's what's causing, oh, the climate change. Yeah, maybe eating 60 pounds of cake a year isn't good for the environment either. All right, let's do another one. Let's do another Schwamm. Some of you earlier, let's see what you picked earlier. Some of you, Michelle Clifford, picked number three, so we'll do number three. This is called Well Done Steak. Michelle,
what's in the box?
Get your ass on over to the corner.
Is there like a scientific reason behind why certain people like their steaks cooked a certain way? Because this just came on my For You page. And
thank you so much for letting me stitch this because I love.
Why is everyone whispering? Talk. Speak.
So much for letting me stitch this because I love the opportunity to talk about things like this without me having to bring it up on my own because
I really like it when other people say things because I'm embarrassed to say things so other people can say it so I can say it first so I have to follow someone else to say it because I can't say it myself. What are you talking about?
Up on my own because Lord knows y'all hate when I bring it up on my
own. Oh, bring the Lord Jesus into it.
But it's because of slavery and racism. Oh. In the United States,
what?
They would make sure that the black communities got the most rotten meat possible.
What?
So they had to cook their meats extra well done to make sure they weren't like tasting the rotten meat.
What? Cat-in. What?
Is there a scientific reason behind why certain people like their steaks cooked a certain way?
Lower quality meat, people just cook well done because it doesn't taste good. If you have leaner cuts of meat, I don't know, a lot of people cook their meat well done and put like sauce all over it. If you know how to cook, most people don't know how to cook. Most people don't know how to cook, don't know how to season, don't know how to cook steak. Most people don't know how to cook, period. That's why they eat garbage food. I never, ever heard that before. I'm sure a lot of people that aren't that well off in any community, they get cheaper cuts of meat, they cook it, they put ketchup on it, or they put A1 sauce or something on it. I don't know. That's weird. Yeah, I guess the racism. What, do black people like their steaks well done? I don't know. I don't know.
Mommy, the meat looks like me. It's black.
What are you fucking
everybody
talking
knows
about?
Never before me time.
All right, fam. Let's cleanse our palate with a 7-month transformation. I'm gonna mute it quickly because it's probably gonna have music. But look at this dude. Let's see what happens.
7 month keep transformation.
That's not. The music's not
no
terrible.
Invest in you. Invest in yourself. If no one believes in you, believe in yourself.
Let's see what we got.
Even if you don't see the results right away, keep showing.
Motivational songs. So this guy, 7 month transformation, a little flabby but juicy, looking good, man. Look a lot more vertical. That looks realistic, right? That looks realistic. Here is more soft. Now he has some more muscle tone. Definitely lost a lot of weight around the midsection. Definitely looking much better. That's very much more realistic. 7 month. Good for you, dude. Good for you. Keep it up. Good for you. Good job, bro. That makes sense. No Ozempic or Wegovy there, right? That makes more sense. That looks a little bit more realistic. All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Let's see. Any other questions at the board, at the buzzer? Again, let's see. We have an overtime segment coming up in just a few moments. So make sure that you are ready to head over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. We got overtime. It's going to be fucking fire. It's going to be absolute smoke. Absolute smoke. Are you ready? Who's ready for overtime? Who's ready for OTZ? Who ready for OTZ? Who ready? Who ready? All right. For members exclusively, if you're not a member, you know what to do. Go to SwoleNormousX.com and join the fam today and get access to all the private live streams. But man, are we going to have an epic overtime segment? And that starts right after the Swole card. Hashtag Feff. Falcon, take us away. Who's got the hashtag Feff? We got a winner. Oh, right on, landed right on it. We got a winner. It is Speedster V9. I don't know if you've, I don't know if you had that one before. It sounds like a new one. Speedster V9 sent us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2863 in the subject. Your mailing address in the body of the email. Congratulations. Thank you for. Oh.
Finish him.
Ooh, you know what time it is. It's time for overtime. So, fam, that's the signal. Make sure you head on over into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. We are about to kick it off. We got about 2 minutes before it officially launches. So, head on into the Daily Swole Telegram chat. Overtime for members. We'll have it up for later watching. Inside Swole TV. So we will start in dos minutos. Thanks for being here. We'll be back tomorrow for Swole Slut Saturday. Hit the thumbs up button on your way out. Check the links in the description down below to join the fam today. SwoleNormousX.com. Check out PapaSwoleo.com for 20% off merch. All that good stuff. Thank you so much for being here. And overtime starts in two. So head on in there. Thanks for showing up. We'll see you tomorrow for Swole Slut Saturday. And let's get this overtime show on the road. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy, Papa Swolio. Oh.